You're listening to SBS News.
WWW, 知道什么叫WWW吗? 我们每个人都在写,看看他们懂不懂什么是...
In a little room at the back of a local library, these seniors are embracing the digital world. It's a class for tech-savvy seniors, run entirely in Mandarin, for older Chinese Australians to brush up on their computer skills. But most are already using the newest technology for social networking to keep in touch with their loved ones. Participant Jia Zhang says she relies on her smartphone a lot.
I use the phone for WeChat, for photos, to read the news and also check my banking. But I mostly use it to keep in touch with friends.
And Ms Zhang is not alone. New research by National Seniors Australia released on Tuesday suggests tech-savvy seniors are on the rise across the country. CEO John McCallum explains.
It's really important because the world's turned digital on you, even if you don't like it very much. Most people do like it, they can see the benefits of it. So you've really got to engage with it, and that says it's a really good idea to be connected and to have that skill when you're getting older.
The report found 70% of seniors use an internet search engine every day. 40% of them are also using social media sites like Facebook on a daily basis. And despite the common misconception, 68% of them say they don't feel frustrated using new technology. While some seniors are still slow on the digital uptake, sociologist Raylene Wilding from La Trobe University says those from migrant backgrounds are often more adept at using new technology.
A lot of older people from migrant backgrounds are particularly motivated to get online because that allows them to build up important connections with their home countries and with their family and friends who are living overseas.
But while confident at using their phones and apps, the challenge lies in navigating services online like government websites and internet banking, which are often only offered in English.
There are clear problems in terms of those resources being available in languages other than English. There are also some significant problems in broader online design where the needs and the preferences of older people are not really taken into account.
Senior Renlong Mang says this is the area he finds most challenging.
Using the internet for online purchases and for banking, I'm still not so familiar in terms of downloading documents. I still need to learn more. The easier things I'm better at, but the harder things I still need to learn from the teacher.
The group's trainer, Grace Liu from the Ethnic Communities Council of New South Wales, says the language barrier is often the most difficult element for her students.
The basic things like how to maneuver in a computer, it's the weak point. And because everywhere you go to is English website, so they're very limited a resource they can go for.
Free or low-cost, face-to-face technology classes are helping to bridge these divides. Tech-savvy seniors, an initiative started by the New South Wales government, has been so successful across the state, similar programs are being introduced around the country. They allow participants to learn in language and work at their own pace, because being digitally savvy doesn't just mean knowing how to navigate search engines, it's about being independent and staying socially connected. Ms. Liu says her class is always busy.
We always don't have enough space. You always have a waiting list, you know. So it's every time it's a full, yeah, doubled, you know.
One thing's for sure, these seniors are not intimidated by an increasingly digital world. Participant Emma is positive about the future.
I have a lot of confidence learning and I'm not scared at all. I believe learning this is so good and it will help me solve a lot of problems.
Alan Lee, SBS News.